Over the last few years, as I've been trying to uncover how the world's controlled by a few people, which it is, and who those people are, it has emerged from my research that, bizarre as it may seem, a reptilian race from another world interbred with humanity in the far ancient world, creating hybrid crossbreed bloodlines. You see references to these in the Old Testament, and you see endless of the ancient texts in the Old Testament. It talks about the sons of God, which in the original is sons of the gods, plural, interbreeding with the daughters of men to create the hybrid race, the Nephilim. These gods were the literal gods of the ancient people, and they used to sacrifice people literally to the gods. And these crossbreed bloodlines, as ancient accounts tell, around them, were put into the positions of ruling royal power in the ancient world. And then, as is happening today, when you do the genealogy, the ruling families and the ruling positions of power in the world, be they the 42 presidents of the United States, like Bill Clinton, be they the British royal family, be the aristocracy of Europe, any of these key ruling beliefs, top of the banking system, top of the global business system, you hit the family lines which go back to the same ruling lines of the ancient world, royal lines, that the ancient accounts say were the crossbreeds between humanity and the reptilian times. In other words, the reptilian extraterrestrial race has been controlling planet Earth for thousands of years to this day, and putting its genetic compatible bloodline into the positions of power, its president, prime minister, banking, business, etc. And this explains so many things, where we get the divine right of kings from, the divine right to rule because of the bloodline, the genetics. Why these ruling families of the aristocracy and the royal families have always incessantly interbred with each other, just as the Eastern Establishment families of the United States do, that produce so many presidents and banking leaders and administrators of government in the United States. And astonishing, and bizarre, as I keep saying, and seemingly ridiculous as this story may be from our conditioned perspective of life,
by stimulating the Muslim world into a holy war against the West, or by using China to cause global conflict, maybe both.